In the whirlwind of our daily lives, the concept of self-care is often pushed to the sidelines, overlooked amidst the myriad of things demanding our attention. Yet, having solid self-care habits in place is a cornerstone for our physical and mental health. Embracing these practices nurtures our well-being and empowers us to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. Hello, you are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. Hi, I am Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach, owner and creator of info on highbloodpressure.com. It's a website that teaches and guides individuals suffering from premature aging of the body's cells, the early onset of disease due to chronic exposure to a lifetime of stressors. I provide tools to help them deal with their expectations and fears, leading to the necessary steps to achieve their goals and dreams. Today's podcast episode is about 8 self-care habits that make a difference. So let's dive in. When you think about self-care practices, where does your mind go? I bet it goes to a light and airy spa with fluffy robes and slippers, or a day soaking in a hot spring surrounded by green foliage. Those are incredible, incredible self-care days, no doubt. But my mission today is to help you bring self-care habits and practices into your everyday life so that they become second nature to you, and better yet, with some not costing you a dime. And when it is an everyday habit, it's more beneficial to your health. These days we're under severe stress, with the cost of living constantly increasing. With the tensions within our society, it becomes crucial to explore a variety of practical and effective self-care strategies. These methods offer a pathway to rejuvenate our energy, enhance our mood, and restore a sense of balance in our hectic lives. So today, we're going to revitalize your routine with self-care for your busy life. Here are some of my favorites. And remember, it is 8 self-care habits that can make a difference in your life. The first one is mindful morning routine. I love this. I love doing my mindful morning routines. Because I get up early when the world is not fully awake. So it is quiet and a sense of peace fills my mind, my body, my soul, where I can start my day mindfully, and hopefully you can too. This mindful morning routine sets a positive tone for your entire day. For me, I connect within my divine being, which is God, and do almost an hour of spiritual devotion. I read my Bible. I say a prayer. I write my morning papers. And this is an activity that fosters a positive mindset, where you will write something you're thankful for. Give thanks. And you end with a little bit of meditation. This is where you can breathe deeply and just connect within, listening for guidance. I now encourage you to begin with waking up a bit earlier than usual to avoid rushing. Use gentle alarm tones to wake you. Drink a glass of water first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism and hydrate your body. This helps with the maintenance of your high blood pressure levels and constipation. Engage in gentle stretching or yoga to awaken your body. Even 10 minutes can make a huge difference. Spend a few minutes writing down things you are grateful for. This activity, as I said, will help to create a positive mindset for you. For help on learning on how to really create mindfulness, join my Mindful Morning series. It's only for 5 days. And let me guide you through the process. I'll be adding, I provide you with a new tip each day during our 5-day series on how you can further create mindful mornings even after our series is over. Number 2, nutritional self-care. Food is not just fuel. Food is information for your body. So focus on diet rich in vegetables, fruits, lean proteins, and whole grains. Eat slowly and without distraction. It helps in better digestion and helping you to feel full. Aim for at least 8 glasses of water a day. Hydration impacts energy levels and your brain function. Can you believe that? How important hydration is? Drinking enough water is a daily self-care practice that will do more than make you feel better. It helps keep your skin clear and healthy looking, help your digestion stay on track, and gives you the energy to walk through your day with a pep in your step. Number 3, physical activity. Would you believe at one time I didn't like exercising? Now I love it and I enjoy exercising because I love the way my body feels after I exercise. Because if I don't exercise for like 2 or 3 days, my body feels different. My joints start to ache. A change starts to happen to my health. So I want to encourage you to make regular exercising a cornerstone of your good health. Whether it is dancing your heart out, hiking, or swimming, enjoying your workout makes it sustainable. It's better to engage in moderate activity regularly than intense workouts occasionally. Incorporate rest days in your routine to allow your body to recover. What I'm saying here is, do something you love and exercise that body and keep it healthy. Number 4, mental practices, mental health practices. Mental health is as crucial as physical health. Daily meditation, even for 5 minutes, can reduce your stress and improve focus. Regularly schedule time away from electronic devices. And I know that is hard to do because it is so much a part of our life and our lifestyle. But when you schedule time away from electronic devices, you reduce your stress and enhance sleep quality. If you're struggling professionally, help can be invaluable to you. Contact me for personalized coaching. My program is tailored specifically to your needs and aspiration. Whether you're aiming for, say, more energy, reduce stress, improve eating habits, restful sleep, weight management, or a brighter outlook on life, I'm here to support you. My coaching goes beyond mere task lists. It is a journey of self-discovery and sustainable transformation for you. We make an appointment. We meet at that point in time. And we are always forward-looking. concentrated on the present and your vibrant future. We'll unlock your potential and guide you towards the best version of yourself, emphasizing progress and the power within you. It is a commitment to lasting change, and lasting change is possible. Our goal here is not a quick fix, but enduring, meaningful change that enriches your life today and sustains your health and the future. Number 5, quality sleep. Let me tell you, good sleep is foundational for health. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Enjoy relaxing activities like reading or a warm bath before bed, if that will help. And ensure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Number 6, social connections. Nurturing relationships is vital for emotional well-being. I hope you realize that. Because when you're alone, too many things come into your mind and you're stressing. So regularly connect with friends and family, even just a quick call. Check out your church groups for relationship and interacting with people often. Join clubs or groups that align with your interests. They're out there. Number 7, personal development. I grew up on the island of Jamaica, where my parents introduced us children, that's my brothers and my sisters, to reading and love of books. On the weekends, my father would pack us into the car and take us to the library to choose our own book. We all felt grown up, and it was a great feeling to go and choose whatever book you like and want to read. Continuous learning and personal growth are essential for mental agility and satisfaction. Whether it's books, articles, or audiobooks, make reading a habit. Take up a new hobby or learn a new skill. It keeps the brain active and increases self-esteem. And when you read a lot and different books too, you can join into conversations, practically any conversation that's happening, because you're well-informed and so you're confident. To this day, reading is still an important part of my life, and I'm blessed that I've passed on the love of reading to my daughter, who in turn has also passed on the love of reading to my grandkids. Number 8, routine health checkups. Preventative health care is crucial. Preventative health management is better than anything else than going through the or waiting until something happens to take it up. Don't skip your annual health checks up and screenings. Pay attention. Pay attention to any signs and symptoms and consult a healthcare provider if needed. I know sometimes when a symptom or a sign show up, we get scared and we don't go to find out what's wrong. But don't be scared. Face it and then quiet the mind. Because when you face it, you are doing something and that helps you and help the mind. So that brings up to the end of our 8 self-care habits that makes a difference. But I'm going to add some that are totally free self-care practices that will make you feel more relaxed and put together as you transform your life. I like to say, start the day with a pen and paper. Remember I mentioned before about morning pages where you write your thoughts? That's a good way to start. It doesn't have to be excessive, but spending a few minutes each morning journaling. Journaling what you're grateful for can start you on the right foot. When we exercise gratitude, we become more present and thankful for the otherwise mundane parts of life that can easily be overlooked. As an added bonus, journal intentions for the day. And if you can't turn your mind off to sleep, use the same journal to jot down any lingering thoughts to clear the mind before bed. I want you to listen to an inspiring podcast. Instead of spending your free time scrolling, choose a podcast that is energizing and uplifting to indulge in. Search in the podcast app and find two to three that look interesting to you so that you can queue up some episodes. Having them already downloaded will result in a higher likelihood of choosing this option. Digital boundaries. Protecting your time and energy from the digital world can take some time and practice, but it is well worth the benefits. Factor a monthly digital check-in into your schedule to take stock of where you are with your boundaries, and where you can make some shifts. And I want you to get some fresh air. You'd never know who you might meet along the pathway. Just walking by and smiling will lift your spirit. Getting outside for a walk has a special way of clearing your mind that nothing else compares to. Whether it's a slow morning stroll with a warm cup of coffee or tea, a quick walk on your lunch break, or an evening walk with your family to end your day well. Some fresh air is always a good idea. Again, try meditating. I cannot emphasize how great that is. When you sit for that minute and clear the mind, how your body rejuvenates and how you get that energy. It's like you get a little nap and you're ready to go again. Spending a few minutes each day clearing your mind and calming your nervous system is an extremely valuable self-care practice. If meditation isn't your thing, you can spend time just stretching instead. Stretch the body. That helps the blood circulate. Both techniques help to slow down and bring yourself back to your body. While these are just a few examples of self-care that doesn't cost a thing, there are many other options you can choose from. Of course, everyone's version of self-care may look a bit different, even day by day, but building these self-care routines into your schedule will bring more balance, peace, joy, and energy to your life. Finally, I want to encourage you to incorporate all these self-care routines and practices into your life. That doesn't require a complete overhaul of your current lifestyle. I want you to start small, be consistent, and gradually build these habits. Your health and well-being are the foundation for building a fulfilling and vibrant life. I want to thank you today for listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. And I ask that you subscribe and also rate this podcast and mention it to your friends and families or pass the link on. And again, thank you for listening to today's episode. Bye for now.